For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we are in the culture corner, and we're talking about tipping culture in America. And Sochal, what do you think about the tipping culture in America? I just visited America, not just like a couple months ago.
Oh, that must have been so hard for you, because Korea has no tipping culture.
I know. It hurts so much. We say, this is going to sound cringy, but we call it double OC, out of control. It's just...
That was cringy.
Yeah. I knew it.
That was a very
boomer. That was just for you.
Okay, the tipping culture is definitely inflated in the U.S. And it's for anything, like any little service. Being a person who worked in the service industry, even recently, I can say that I appreciate when people would tip me even just a buck or something. But it should be up to the corporations to deliver a working wage to the point that we don't have to depend on tips.
Right.
Because if you're working in the food service or whatever, even if you're not waiting tables, you might be making like $15 an hour. And then the odd person might tip you a dollar for making their coffee or whatever. That adds up substantially over the course of the month. And then you might make $100 or $200 extra. And that really helps. But at the bottom line, the company should be providing a wage where you can live off of that. And $15 an hour doesn't really cut it anymore with how expensive things are in the U.S.
And the companies with tipping, they're basically letting you pay the salary of the worker instead of them. It's like, not only are you buying the product, but you're also paying part of their salary. How stupid is that? I mean, to me, tipping is just, I do it. Because there's a social stigma against not doing it. If I don't tip, everybody looks at me like I'm cheap. I'm a cheap guy. I'm a jerk. And
like a male Karen or whatever.
A male Karen, you know, crying about tipping. But the fact that the government pays those people so low because of tipping. They're allowed, like the law in America, there's a carve out for the minimum wage for like food workers, whereas they don't have to pay them as much as the minimum wage because they get tips. I mean, how stupid is that? That's like the Restaurant Workers of America or something like that. This group.
Anytime you're a server or like a waitress specifically, they make
$2 an hour.
You can make like $2 an hour. And in fact, they don't make $2 an hour because that's all taken by federal taxes or federal taxes, I guess. So you end up having $0 on your paycheck. You're only making tips.
Right. And they can make a good they can make a decent living off of tips, but it just doesn't make sense. Why does the restaurant get to offload the salaries of their servers onto you when you're already paying for the food and you're paying for the dessert and you're paying for the drinks and all these things? It doesn't make sense. TIP stands for TIP, to ensure promptitude, not to pay salary, TPS.
Right, TPS.
Yeah, this is TPS.
I have a question for you, Jack. Has tipping culture evolved in your lifetime, like the percentage and stuff? Because for me, I remember when I was a little kid, I think 15% was the norm. But now it has to be at least 20% or you're cheap.
Well, here's the thing is if you're paying with a credit card, now they've got a tablet like an iPad, and it basically gives you a choice. It says you can pay 20%, 25%, or no tip.
And you know sometimes, that there's a place at the bottom that says custom amount and you can just
Oh,
just
is
his.
there? Okay, I
Yeah.
didn't. I don't want to do math. I don't want to do math. I just want to
You
see.
can just do like five. When you just custom an amount, you can put the exact amount of money you want to give them. And then at that
Oh,
point,
okay. Well,
whatever.
I usually just do the calculation of 20%. I give the lowest, but
Acceptable tip.
20% is still like,
That's
I
high.
just it doesn't mean anything. The person wasn't ensuring promptitude. It was a person I was buying a smoothie. Like that's their job is to make a smoothie for me and just like, I'm
Yeah.
not sitting down at the Spago Wolfgang Puck restaurant and being seated by some fancy guy in a tuxedo. It was like a smoothie shop,
Right.
it's completely gone out of control. It's off the rails. We need to get rid of tipping. We need to pay those workers a minimum wage that's livable. So that it's like Korea, where you don't tip at all, but they get a certain wage to do their job. And
Right.
we need to get rid of all of this tipping nonsense. It's garbage. And also, why don't McDonald's workers get tips? They're serving you food.
Can that. I
Oh, they
think you
can
can do
now?
that.
Oh.
I'm not sure. Well, I know that pretty much every fast food chain, I was working at a Panera Bread and we could get tips.
Okay.
So it's just out of control.
Maybe
I'm
there's like
sure.
a really sad cup there that says McTips on it or something like that, and you can
Yeah,
throw in a
actually, I
quarter.
think you're right. I think
Yeah.
McDonald's still hasn't gone that low yet, but
Yeah.
everywhere else, pretty much, you can tip. Yeah, it's weird. So the thing in other countries, I'm curious. I know in South Korea there is no tip, and in Mexico there is tipping culture for certain things like going at a restaurant or something, but 10% is the expected tip amount.
Oh, okay.
Tipping.
That seems that, yeah, that would be the same as not tipping in America. It's like
Yeah, if you tip
10%.
10%, people like spit on you,
Yeah,
basically. You
exactly.
cheap ogre. You know
You just,
what I
you
mean? So it's like,
miserly old man. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah, I always usually tip 20% here in Mexico as well because I feel bad not doing it. And
Yeah.
my parents don't. They'll tip like 10%, and I give them a dirty look because they have more money than I
They've
do.
never worked in the service sector before, maybe.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
true. That is true. Oh, I guess my mom maybe did briefly, but my dad
Okay.
died. Well, my dad did, but it's been so long, and he's like 60 something, so
Yeah.
he hasn't
Back in
worked in
his
the service
days, when
sector
you got a
for
tip, like a quarter was like, oh boy, I got a whole quarter. Like,
Yeah, that's true, basically.
yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's like tip inflation. I think it used to be when I was a kid, 15% was okay, a fine amount to tip, and now 15% is like getting you dirty looks.
Yeah. But the
Yeah.
smoothie shop never, you never tipped in the 1990s
No,
and the 2000s, the smoothie shop. Now you do.
2010s.
Everywhere. Yeah.
My childhood was mostly in 2010s, I would say, and mid 2000s. And yeah, you didn't tip in a smoothie shop, you didn't tip in a coffee shop, but tipping was for restaurants.
Yeah.
Or like concierge at a hotel or what, you know what I mean? Certain
Yeah, a
luxury.
bellhop at a hotel, you give them like a buck or a couple bucks or something like
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
Certain luxury experiences. But it wasn't a common thing.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let us know what the tipping culture is like in your country. I'm very interested to know. Shoot us an email at a to z English podcast at gmail.com. Leave us a comment down below at a to z English podcast.com or join our WeChat WhatsApp groups to join the conversation. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.